Good morning. I am Commissioner John McCarthy. Live on the meeting page of the Port of Tacoma's website, which can be found at www.portoftacoma.com. The commission will now meet in executive session until noon to discuss two minimum price of real estate sale and lease items and three potential litigation items. Those items are allowed to be discussed in executive session pursuant to the Revised Code of Washington, Chapter 42.30.1101.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director of the Port. The factors that are allowed to be discussed during executive session that relate to real estate are as follows: the size and zoning of the property, the distance from and connectivity to deepwater marine terminals, the potential for job creation, and consistency with the port's strategic plan. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, good afternoon. This is Commission President John McCarthy. The time is now noon on July 15th, 2025. The commission met in an executive session from 11 a.m. until 11:25 a.m. to discuss two minimum price of real estate sale and lease items and three potential litigation items. All of those items are allowed to be discussed in executive session pursuant to the Revised Code of Washington, Chapter 42.30.110, Subsection 1. Let's please begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We acknowledge that we are located on the traditional homelands of the Puyallup tribe. The Puyallup people have lived on and stewarded these lands and continue to do so today. We consider the tribe to be our partners in many of the efforts that we undertake. Our first item is to approve today's agenda. We are and need to remove item 6C from the commission action part of the agenda. That's the BNSF private crossing agreement. Does anyone else have any changes that they would like to make to the posted agenda? Seeing none, the agenda is approved as presented without objection. Next item on the agenda is the Executive Director's report. I'll call on Eric Johnson for that.
Thank you, Mr. President. Eric Johnson, Executive Director. Just a couple of three quick items to note. The report recently posted an
annual nature walk through the Place of Circling Waters on the Hylabos Waterway. Over 30 people attended from the public, and they all gave us really good positive feedback from that. And I want to thank Kristen Everett, our port biologist, for leading that effort and organizing it. Secondly, the port sponsored this year's Pierce County Pride Fest, which was held last weekend. Some of you, I think, were there. This was an opportunity to enhance our community connections and show that we continue to be committed to cultivating a welcoming workplace. And then finally, farmers market season continues. We continue to have booths over the summer. The next couple are at Ording and Gig Harbor, as well as Mosaic, and I'd encourage anybody who's in those communities at that time to go to our website and see when exactly they are and drop by and learn about the port and pick up some neat stuff. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you, thank you. Next, we will have and invite public comment. I don't believe anyone has signed in for public comment, but if there's anyone here present today that would like to make public comment, please feel free to step forward or raise your hand. We'll wait for you. Seeing none, we will conclude public comment portion of our meeting and move on to the consent agenda. Items on the consent agenda are considered routine and taken up by one motion and vote unless any commissioner requests an item be removed for individual consideration. And consent agenda items are included within the packet of material that's attached to the agenda. The consent agenda today consists of approval of the minutes of June 4th of this year and June 17th of this year. Item B on the consent agenda is disbursement certifications. This is approval of disbursements during the period of June 5th to July 3rd, which includes check numbers 2606 to 2814 and 2816 to 2876 in the amount of $10,090,893.49, as well as electronic payments in the amount of $13,251,229.96 for a total amount of $23,342,123.45. Also included on the consent agenda is item B, subsection 2, which is a check made out to the state auditor, which is a motion that I recuse myself on. Also on the consent agenda is item C, which is an ecology agreed order. And we're approving that order for the Middle Blair Shoal removal. So I'm going to call upon someone to make a motion to consider items A, B1, and C. Anyone care to make that motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Meyer, seconded by Commissioner Keller as to items A, B1, and C. Are all those in favor, or any questions or comments with regard to those? Commissioner Meyer.
Yes, thank you. The question I have on the agreed order is the idea that this is really a mishap by the contractor and the dredge spoils. And why is it that we aren't able to charge the contractor for our staff time for this, for coordinating the spill, the agreed order, and the removal activities? Why is it that the contractor shouldn't be paying for that?
Jason, do you want to take a shot at that?
Yeah. Jason Jordan.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Jason Jordan, Environmental and Planning. We are, in fact, tracking our staff time and to make sure that the port is fully reimbursed.
So, okay, so the way I read the write-up, I thought you weren't doing that. But well, what you're saying is you're keeping track of the time and the costs associated with it, because there is a cost.
Absolutely. There's an administrative cost through this, and we'll present that total amount to Eric and see where we go next. But we're absolutely tracking it.
Thank you for that explanation.
Any additional questions or comments? All those in favor of the motion to approve consent agenda items A, B1, and C, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposition? That motion passes unanimously. I would next ask if someone would care to move approval of consent agenda item B2, which is the check number 2815 in the amount of $472.94 to the state auditor.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Marzano, seconded by Commissioner Ng. Any questions or comments with regard to that? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed? And one abstention, all abstain. So that motion carries, 5 votes yes and 1 abstention. Next item on the agenda, we're moving forward to commission action. This is the business section of the meeting where items are brought forth by commissioners or staff that require a commission vote. The first on the commission action is Silverback Industries lease. Einar Roden, are you going to present on that? Okay.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Commissioners. This is Silverback Industries' first reading. I'm Einar Roden, Senior Manager, Real Estate and Business Development. At this first reading, there's no action required. At the second reading, we're going to request the following action: authorization for the executive director or his designee to enter into a new four-year lease with Silverback for the premises located at 401 East Alexander Avenue in Tacoma. That includes a pre-engineered metal warehouse of 12,000 square feet and approximately 1 acre of land. Some background: Silverback Industries specializes in boat building. They build military boats, landing crafts, skiffs, tow boats, and work boats. They've been a tenant at the EBC since 2021. Their currently leased building is scheduled for demolition, and they're going to contribute $750,000 toward a temporary replacement facility. The new lease terms and rent reflect Silverback's financial contribution. Here we're looking at an aerial map. You'll see that the location is right at the tip of the EBC between the Blair and the Hylabos waterways. It's marked by that yellow star. Closer look, we got a 12,000 square foot building with 1 acre of land. That building in the lower right hand corner is the one that's scheduled to be demolished, and that's where they're currently occupying. So the use will be for construction and storage of aluminum boats. The commencement date will be upon the completion of the building, or approximately September 1st, 2026. It'll be a four-year lease with potential extension by mutual agreement, and the monthly rent is $2,000 a month plus leasehold excise tax. The rent will escalate based on the CPI index. The security deposit is 3 months instead of our standard 12 months. That's an exception to our policy. That exception is justified because they're giving $750,000 cash contribution for their own metal building, and so we thought it would be just to reduce their deposit requirement. Also being factored into the $750,000 is the lower monthly rent, which is a little bit below what we'd normally charge for that kind of a property. Additional information: the tenant financial contribution is refundable if the building is not built. And so we have two alternatives. Number one, we construct this new metal building, and that would enable the relocation of the tenant due to their current building being demolished. Alternative number two is we don't build the structure, and that could lead to termination of lease. We recommend alternative number one, but again, there's no action requested at this first reading. Any questions?
Thank you. Let me start with a question, Einar. Refresh my recollection as to how many people are employed, how many people work at Silverback, if you recall.
I'll get back to you with a more specific number. I'd like to say it's half a dozen here at the port on that facility.
And we had the opportunity, I know, when we had a retreat to have one of their principal leaders, I think, come and talk to us.
Right.
And then 3 or 4 months ago, just kind of curious, are they still on the same plans they mentioned at that time, everything going?
Yes, they're still bidding for a Coast Guard contract to build tugs for the U.S. Coast Guard, and I understand that they're the front runner in that process. They're still planning on expanding, so there's a lot of growth opportunity.
Silverback was involved, I think, in advertising for positions, I think, last year. Are they still doing that? Do you know?
To be honest, I don't know.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Keller.
Thank you. Yeah. Einar, could you tell us how much the port is going to be putting into the facility?
Yes. It's a little bit of a gray number because that includes a lot of the utilities, electric, service, things of that nature, which aren't really part of the metal structure itself. But estimates are about $3.5 million for the total project, and that's why Silverback's contributing $750,000 toward the cost. But a lot of those expenses aren't the building itself. The building is probably $1 million, and then there's a lot of ancillary fees for doing the other electrical work and moving utilities.
Gotcha.
And things like that, yeah.
Any additional questions or comments? Commissioner Meyer.
Yes, thank you. I really like the idea that the tenant's going to make an investment. That's always where you want to come from. I like that, really like that. I think the idea of a metal building is very functional in terms of what they do. I think, though, that what I would like to see as you move this forward to the second reading is a section a little bit on what the question Commissioner Keller asked, and that is the finance of this. Well, how much capital outlay do we need to expend? Mm-hmm. And I know that because of the utility costs, which probably going to be very high, but they conserve other uses, okay? So, but I would like to make certain we're very clear about how much money to make this happen are we going to be spending on this effort. And what's important, I think, also is that when you use the term temporary building, what I'd really like to see is in the early business center, how does this project fit in our overall development? So I've got a very good understanding of where we're going. I mean, is this the first metal building of three metal buildings or another metal building or that sort of thing? Mm-hmm. I think that would be very helpful for us as we consider this. I'm certainly supportive of the tenant, and I'm certainly supportive of where you're trying to go. But I just want to make certain I understand the financial obligation and what's the bigger picture look like in terms of the master plan for the Early Business Center.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any additional questions or comments? I see none today. Commissioner Marzano.
Yeah, just very quickly. I know they're out there for contracts and stuff. Could you just kind of find out what their book of business is right now that they have already on contract?
Okay, I will have to get back to you on that, but yes, I can do
not
that.
No big hurry, just curious. Thank you.
Okay, so this will move forward then to a second reading, and some of these questions we've asked we'll hear from, and anyone have any additional questions at that time, we can get them answered before consideration. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
The next item on the agenda for action is authorization for the ECHO design project. And ECHO stands for East Commencement Habitat Opportunity. Go ahead. This is Norm Gilbert.
Thank you, Commissioners. Good afternoon. Norman Gilbert, Engineering Project Manager. I'm here today to request project authorization in the amount of $1.25 million for a total authorized amount of $2.355 million for work associated with the East Commencement Habitat Opportunity, or ECHO, project identification number 101631.01. The exposed shoreline along Marine View Drive is experiencing significant erosion during storm events. Construction of the intertidal habitat with protective berm and beneficial placement of the Army Corps waterway dredge material in this area will dissipate those wave actions. This is an aerial photograph of the ECHO site in the orange area up there, just up north of the Hylobos. Here's the more engineering geeky kind of drawing that I have of the grading plan for this proposed berm and habitat site. Let's see if the pointer. So this is kind of the berm area here, the high end. We're going to build an intertidal habitat on the backside with a valley to allow for the flushing of the water to come in and out and not have any fish trapment. I also have an artist rendition of what it might look like when it's constructed. So waterward of the Port Parcel 83, it was used for log rafting for much of the 20th century up until about 2015, 2016. The Dick Gilmer boat launch was also constructed in that area in 2011. Shortly after the log booms were removed, significant and repeated erosion has occurred along multiple areas on Marine View Drive. Construction of this intertidal habitat and protective berm will dissipate those wave actions and reduce the possibility of erosion. The project also intends to beneficially use dredge material that's generated from the Blair Deepening Program projects. So the scope of the overall project is to design and construct this habitat and berm. The request for today is to get authorization to complete the design, and we'll come back later for construction authorization. The schedule that we have for our current task is to execute a professional service agreement amendment later this month, and then complete the design for bid level ready documents by June of 2026. The total cost of design is estimated at $2.355 million, and the total project cost is going to be estimated upon completion of the 30% design, which we're anticipating at the end of next month. The current capital investment plan allocates $6.345 million for this project. This slide just breaks down the design costs as estimated and our cost to date. As this project is a shoreline protection and habitat creation, no new jobs will be created, but we will maintain our public access through the Dick Gilmore boat launch and also generate habitat credits that can be used for future port projects. So the alternatives considered would be to do nothing and continue to do repeated repairs along the shoreline as the waves cause the erosion to happen, or alternative two, which is this request, and that is the recommendation. Permitting and environmental impacts for this project. So we'll have the standard issue of in-water construction permits. There's no remediation issues with this project. There are no stormwater requirements, and there are no air quality concerns. So in conclusion, I'm here to request project authorization in the amount of $1.25 million for a total authorized amount of $2.355 million for work associated with the East Commencement Habitat Opportunity ECHO project identification number 101631.01.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve project authorization in the amount of $1,250,000 for a total authorized amount of $5,688,000 for work associated with the ECHO project?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Moved by Commissioner Ng, seconded by Commissioner Meyer. Questions or comments? Commissioner Ng.
I just think that I'm highly supportive of this project, and though it does cost the port more money, and it's not demanded by law, this is a great opportunity to create, as you say, new intertidal marine habitat, slow the erosion process on that side of the water, and preserve public access. And so two birds with one stone. We dredge and we create habitat, and it is worth the investment to do so. So please continue and work with that U.S. Army of Corps of Engineers, and I know that the Puyallup tribe is very supportive of this project. So thank you.
Commissioner Marzano.
Yeah, just very quickly, just to follow up with Commissioner Ang said, I'd also add on that economic investment and what we get out of it, we're going to be able to preserve Marine View Drive, because if we don't do anything, eventually that's going to be washed away. And I think whether we like it or not, climate has not been kind to us lately. So,
Commissioner Meyer.
Yes. I also want to refer to that same page Commissioner Marzano did. And the thing, Norman, that I really think what this slide should say is it's a win for economic development and it's a win for the environment. And both in the context of previous comments, because the reality is that while this project maybe is not new jobs, it'll be new habitat for fish, number one, it will also create the ability to dredge the Blair Waterway, which would allow us to grow. I consider that a win-win for this community. There are many ways you can get this sort of thing, and so I'm very supportive of this project. This is the proper thing to be doing, And not only in addition to the preserving the erosion issue in terms of that roadway, but I think it's an economic and an environmental win-win for this community. And the final comment I would have on the environmental side is that there aren't many sites. In fact, I would suggest to anyone that this is probably the only site in Commencement Bay that you can do a project of this size and this significance for habitat, improving fish, particularly for whatever habitat value we get out of this, is not only for fish, but also other critters that can benefit for this. So I think, Norman, I view this as an economic and an environmental investment at the same time. It's a win-win. So thank you.
Definitely is, and staff is really excited to keep going forward with this project. So thank you.
Commissioner Keller.
Thank you so much for this work. And I want to, again, thank our environmental team, not only for just this hard work, but your being proactive and also your partnerships within all kinds of other agencies around us. And it's just another stellar moment for the port to show, again, how proactive we are. Thank you.
Ditto everything that's been said. This is an incredible project, creating that amount of habitat in Commencement Bay. I know we've talked about this, and you've been working on it for several years, so I'm very happy we're to this point in the project. Really look forward to you all being able to put together with the Corps of Engineers the full implementation of it. An incredible project. It's going to be great for the highway, and certainly, I think all of us are very, very supportive of it. Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, I would like to take this moment, Commissioner, to publicly thank the Puyallup Tribe for their partnership on this project. They have been very cooperative, very positive. We've worked with them closely in the design of the project, incorporated all of the comments that they made, which were a number of them, but I'm just very, very happy with the cooperation that the tribe has displayed with us on this project. It's just a really good cooperation project.
I know throughout the process you've accepted their comments and you've made changes. It's great to have them as a partner in this project. Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, it's been moved and second to approve this project authorization. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is Resolution 2025-07, which is the Port of Tacoma's new strategic plan for the period of 2026 to 2030. I'll call on Deidre Wilson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm really excited to be here to talk to you about the update to our strategic plan and happy to be here early. We had not expected to be able to finish up at this time, but the cooperation that we had from external, internal stakeholders and yourself in commenting on our existing strategic plan, we were able to accelerate this project. So thank you for that. So I'm here today to request Commission consideration and approval of the 2026 to 2030 Port of Tacoma Strategic Plan and the associated Resolution 2025-07 PT. The Port engaged a consulting firm, Parametrics, to assist with developing an update of the current strategic plan, which goes through 26. Parametrics supported project management, internal, external engagement, development of a situation assessment, and drafting of the vision statement. And they also did participate in a couple of the study sessions that we had earlier in the year. If approved, the commissioners, this would be used to inform the 26 budget process. So I wanted to talk for just a minute on this slide. I know that we didn't include in the slides, but we do have the major changes here is the addition of a vision statement and then a new foundational goal. But before going into this, I just wanted to read from the resolution the beginning of each of the purpose statements that we have in our resolution for the strategic plan. So the first purpose is to create a roadmap for the next 5 years. The next is to determine the use of resources to maintain, improve, and grow our operations in a fiscally and environmentally responsible manner. The third is to make strategic investments that enhance the port's infrastructure, that create the most efficient, productive, and cost-effective system possible to move our customers' freight to the marketplace. And then lastly, to provide strong fiscal stewardship of public funds. And so you'll find those statements in the proposed resolution for adoption of this updated strategic plan. We have a mission statement in our current strategic plan. We don't have a vision statement. And I'm going to read for you just quickly the mission statement that we have today. We did make a minor adjustment to the mission statement, but it reads, "The Port of Tacoma makes strategic investments in our harbor and community to promote prosperity, trade, and jobs while protecting and enhancing our environment." The updated strategic plan includes the addition of a new vision statement. The Port of Tacoma is a national model for innovative solutions, job creation, customer service, and environmental sustainability for generations to come. It has been felt that that was something lacking in our current strategic plan, not having that vision statement that provides some long-term, just overarching theme for what the port is trying to strive for. And then the other major or significant change proposed in this update is the addition of the new foundational goal centered on workforce development. This came out of our internal, external engagement as well as our meetings with you, the commissioners. And so this new goal is to partner with local and regional organizations to facilitate career development in the maritime, logistics, manufacturing, and construction trades. Here's a list of some of the key project dates as we work through this. Just as a reminder, we did come before the commission in September of 24 to authorize this project, and we launched into the selection process for a consulting firm, which I mentioned was the Parametrics firm that supported this work. In the springtime, we did quite a bit of internal and external engagement and used that feedback in communications that we had with you at study sessions also in the spring. And then that followed with information where we shared at a retreat with the commissioners, and then we also had individual briefings to get feedback on the specific edits that we have proposed in the attachment that you have for today's meeting. We don't actually expect to publish the updated strategic plan until the end of the year. So we're a little bit ahead of schedule, but gives us time to do that graphics and visual arts type work to get it ready to be put on our website. So again, the request is for the commission to consider and approve the 26 to 2030 Port of Tacoma strategic plan by approving resolution 2025-07-PT. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. I will ask if anyone would care to make a motion to approve the 26 to 2030 Port of Tacoma Strategic Plan and Resolution 2025-07.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Keller, seconded by Commissioner Marzano. Questions, comments, or amendments? Commissioner Keller.
Thank you so much, Deirdre, and staff for all this work, and commission as well. I think that this is a great product, and I really like the new vision statement. I mean, I think it's especially when you're talking about being an innovator and being a national model, it has us, you know, it sets the bar extremely high for us and lets our community know that that's where we want to be. One of the questions that I have for you, and maybe also the commission as well, is under workforce development, there's nothing in there that talks about unions. And I really, and maybe that's incorporated with local and regional organizations, but I really think that there needs to be a union partnership piece to workforce development. And I know those are the comments that I get back from our unions, as well as like, don't forget about us. So I don't know, with commissioners, do we need to have, is that already incorporated in this? And what do you think? Phone a friend.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. Sean Egan, Director of Government and Community Affairs. As a reminder, essentially, that statement exists already in the existing strategic plan, but at a lower level as one of the strategies under the economic development goal area. We have interpreted that to include a variety of different regional partners, including our labor union partners as well. For example, one of our initiatives and one of the policies that the port currently has is an apprentice utilization requirement. So that's just one example of that. So the question comes down to ultimately, for the five of you, what are you most comfortable with? I would argue that from a staff perspective, as we are implementing, it is our understanding that there's a desire that we work in partnership with labor. And as a such, we assume that already, given the language that is there. If that is not satisfactory and you feel a need for an additional, you know, word to be added in there, that is fine too. But we're already sort of assuming that based on the guidance that we've had to date and the broader nature of that language.
So I'd like to ask Commissioner Marzano, what is your thought?
Yeah, based on what Sean said and what I can recall, we have mentioned, I think in a few places where we talked about unions. And so I think it's sufficient right now, but it doesn't mean that we couldn't add another piece if you feel comfortable doing that. But I can flat guarantee you, I'm one person who always mentions unions, and they're gonna be a big part and are a big part of how we move forward.
Okay.
Any additional questions or comments?
I have a quick comment, and Commissioner Keller touched on it. I want to thank the staff, and Deidre, you especially, for your hard work and dedication in moving this thing forward. There was a lot of times we got phone calls and questions, okay, what are you talking about, what are you doing, and stuff like that. But it's something that we should be all very proud of, and it's because of a lot of your hard work and a lot of other staff members, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Additional questions or comments? Commissioner Meyer.
Yes, thank you. I think to follow up a little bit on Commissioner Marzano's comment, I think the thing is what the good news here is I think we did a pretty gosh darn good job of the first time around.
You're about to swear, weren't you?
I know, but I wanted to. Yes, you're right. I wanted to say, yes, we got it right for once. But I'm just saying, don't you think, Deidre, in the context of when I reviewed Mike, you know, in terms of commentary and whatnot, the thing I was most proud of is of really two things. One, we did a good job, and two, we kept it alive. Remember, that was the single biggest issue this commission was saying, keep it alive, keep it relevant, and make certain you make your decisions on the basis of that strategic direction. So I guess, Eric, compliments to you and Deidre and the entire team, because this is more than just Deidre. Deidre is very capable of putting it all together, but the reality is these are just words. It's your actions that determine what you do, how you do it, and the direction you're going to go. And so I'm very proud to have participated in the original strategic direction setting process. I think we did a great job. And so this, I'm glad to hear we're ahead. So we can get it done by the end of the year. But thank you to everyone.
Commissioner Lane.
I just have to echo what Commissioner Meyer said, that we did put a strategic plan together. However, it was the actions during the last 5 years that made it happen. You know, we put our relationship with the tribe on there as an importance, that we would build a robust communications team because we were pretty ambitious that would fulfill the organization and for environment and all the things. So that actually took actions from staff to complete to get to the level that we are. I'm just going to make a comment. One of my favorite one was the Mentimeter. I do recall, like, commission and staff did not like each other back then. I think it's a little better now, but I did remember the grades we all gave each other, and it was not the best. But I think right now our organization is pretty good, and we have some really good morale, and we're moving forward with all these projects, and I'm glad to have a more robust and muscular staff to our great levels to fulfill our strategic mission and crossing off a lot of projects. So thank you to all of the staff and to my commission for fulfilling the mission.
Yeah, I Just by final comment, we all, the staff, you all did a great job, I think, 5 years ago when we did the original strategic plan and set forth our five important pillars. And it's shown in what we've been able to accomplish in the last 5 years. And I think your steady hand, your history, your knowledge of it, your knowledge of commissions and staff and the community have enabled this process to go through, which to us seemed fairly seamlessly, but for you, I know it was a lot of work. So thank you for your efforts and staff and commission. I am glad that we've added this additional pillar, workforce development. I think that's exciting. I know we've jumped into that field more in the last couple of years, and so it's exciting to make it one of our top pillars. But good work to all, and thank you for your work. Certainly do appreciate it. Any additional questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve the Port of Tacoma Strategic Plan and the Resolution 2025-07, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? That motion passes unanimously.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda, item 7, special order of business. We have none slated that I'm aware of. Item number 8 is new business. It's an opportunity for any commissioner. Does any commissioner have any non-action new business item they'd like to discuss or move forward as an action item to the next meeting? Seeing no hands, committee reports. None have been slated. Not aware of any committee activity. And finally, announcements. Mr. Johnson, do you have any announcements?
No, Mr. President, I do not.
Commissioner comments. Commissioner Keller.
I'd like to do a shout out for Matthew Maurer and Leslie Barstow. Last week on Friday, we did a port tour for the Joint Municipal Action Committee, and we had representatives from the City of Tacoma. Got to meet Tanya Carter, the new Director of Economic Development, and spent a lot of time chit-chatting with her. We had the Health Department, and as well as all five Parks Commissioners were on board the bus as well. We had maybe about 30 people, but I've never watched Leslie work, you know, one of these bus tours, but she had prizes for people, gave all kinds of really great, asked questions of people, gave a lot of historic knowledge, and they really enjoyed the tour. So I want to thank them, do a big shout out to them, and they do a great job with community outreach.
Additional questions? Commissioner May.
I guess if we're going to do some shout outs, I should give one to Jason Jordan, who joined me at the Port Electrification National Conference at the Port of Long Beach, who also gave us a tour of one of their largest terminals. And we talked about port electrification that we're doing here in the Northwest and becoming a national model. I would say for ports that already are at attainment when it comes to clean air, we are actually doing more of things beyond compliance. And I think that in a way that shocks people, because I've spoken at two conferences, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast, that we go beyond what is mandated by law, because it's part of our culture and we think this is the way to go and to be competitive. And so thanks, Jason, for presenting about, and also thank you for fielding all of those vendors and all those speeches, because I'm so glad you were there, because every time someone would talk to me, I would just say, talk to our senior director of environmental. And it's like Jason Jordan, and I'd point him out all the time. I couldn't get out of that hallway, and I would just point to Jason to help me to field all of these people. So thank you so much for being there.
Commissioner Marzano.
Yeah, just very quickly, want to wish a day late, I think, a happy birthday to Eric Johnson.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Keep having him. Also, you mentioned earlier about our staff and the farmers market and the booths they man. I just want to give a big shout out and a thank you to all the work that they do and stuff, and being the face of the port. I saw Leslie on Saturday with one of our interns, and she does an amazing job. They all do, and just thank you all.
Mr. Meyer.
Yes, thank you. One of the subjects that I've been very keenly interested in is Pierce County's planning, comprehensive plan update, and a variety of other things. And in the managing member memo that we got from our CEO, the Northwest Seaport Alliance made reference to a concern about industrial lands being converted to something other than industrial uses. And I was wondering, Eric, if we could have a better sense of where's the county really at on their comprehensive plan update, on their use tables associated with implementation of that plan, and is there really a conversion of industrial lands to some other use other than commercial? Because I remain very concerned about that, and of course it happens to be I live out near the Fredrickson area, and I know that in when we had the joint meeting with Pierce County, that was one of the items that the impression I had was some pushback on, you know, trying to get more employment based on the warehousing program. So if you could maybe update us in the future, or maybe it's too late. Or
I don't think it's too late. We have spoken. We did bring that up at the our joint meeting with the county, and we have been involved in studying that a little bit. Sean, do you want to add to that at all?
Yeah, just short answer, and we will get you some supplemental information. I'll have Matthew prepare something for you. Short story is comprehensive plan has been updated. We are not seeing a shift in terms of the zoning classifications from industrial to other things. For the most part, there might be a random weird exception someplace, but for the most part, that's not the trend that we are seeing. What we are seeing, however, is a debate over growth targets for employment, and there are employment growth targets that the county and cities need to meet. And so they are increasingly trying to sit there and say, how do we hit those numbers? How do we get increased densification? So part of that comes down to that debate over how you densify either a commercial space or an industrial parcel of land or what have you. And I think that's where that's at. And I can have Matthew, again, provide you with a little bit extra information specifically about kind of that conversation, where that part of the process is at.
What I'm really asking is there a point in time where we need to speak up? That's really what I'm asking, you know, in terms of what, yeah, before it's too late. Maybe it is too late. I'm just concerned because when I saw it in the memo from the Northwest Seaport Alliance, I was like, whoa, wait a minute here. That should be an issue for the home port also should be interested in it.
Yeah, and this is a topic we regularly speak up about. Probably a much more localized example is I could point to some of the conversations we've had around, for example, the sub-area plan. That's just one example. So this is a theme we talk about in general. Again, I'll have Matthew follow up with you guys with a memo with a little bit more details. And to the degree that where there are opportunities to enhance our engagement, we will make sure to flag those for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I have just a couple of things, but did you want to say something?
Just real quickly, I forgot one announcement that I should have mentioned. On July 25th, Friday, we are having a port retiree luncheon for former employees. You're all invited. It's a great event. It's a potluck. We have our retirees, now that they're retired, can cook. And so they spend a lot of time bringing really good food. We had it a couple years ago. It was a lot of fun. We learned a lot meeting some of our predecessors, some of whom I knew and some of whom I didn't. So that's a really fun event. If you can make it, I'd encourage it. And anybody at the port is listening who used to work at the port, come on down on the 25th. We'd love to see you.
Thank you for the reminder. I have just a few comments. Commissioner Meyer mentioned our meeting with the county, and we met with the county on June 4th for over 2 hours, and it was really a substantive meeting, I thought, and we touched on a lot of topics, and I think that opens the door for several other topics to complete those discussions, because I think that was very fruitful. Second thing, it's really a Northwest Seaport Alliance issue, and that is tariffs and trades, but obviously it significantly impacts not just the Port of Tacoma's budget, since most of our budget's related to that type of trade, but it impacts employment in this area. That's a significant issue. The inconsistency we continue to see almost on a daily basis, just in the paper this morning, is having and will continue to have impacts on us throughout the year.
my third and final comment, community connections. Something other commissioners have said, I've had the opportunity to see Leslie, Katie, and others out in the community, and that's been one of the pillars we created. One of our foundational goals was to build those community connections. We did that 5 years ago, and I'm really happy to see that the work that they're doing. And I would be remiss if I didn't give Katie the opportunity to introduce one of our new interns, who I think was working at some of the events. Katie, not to put you on the spot, I guess I should warn you if I'm going to do that, shouldn't I?
Good afternoon, Katie Skelton, Community Relations Specialist. It's the first time at the microphone here. I'd like to introduce our community relations intern, Isaac McCracken. Isaac, do you want to come on up? Oh, geez, he didn't know what's going on.
That one's on her. That wasn't on me.
You do too. Isaac's first day was, unbeknownst to him, working at a habitat site with a ferry and gnome walk. That was surprising for kids. And then first public event was Pride, which was very large. Very busy, and then his next one will be an ording, so he was asking what to expect there, and I said, well, it'll be very, very different from the last couple events, so I'll let him just say hello real quick. Maybe you can hear back.
Hello, I was not expecting to be up here. I'm a UW-Tacoma student. I've been going there for 3 years. I am studying marketing, and I got this really, really cool internship here. I've learned a lot so far. I'm always on my toes. Everything has been so different every day, and I think it's a really, really cool experience, especially just being here. It's something I don't think anyone would normally see, and I think this is just a really awesome experience.
I've got to say, for somebody that was just put on the spot like that, you did wonderful in your comments. Glad to have you on board. Thank you. There being no further business before the board, the time is now 1:50 p.m., and we will stand adjourned.
12:50.